Wednesday afternoon, June 24th, 8 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, and Representative Zach Nunn with me this afternoon. Congressman Nunn, thanks for visiting with me.
Hey, Aaron. I'm sending out good vibes to all of Sunshine Country here. The weather has been fantastic for August. We could always use a little bit more rain, but that said, crops are looking good, and knee-high by the 4th of July is certainly knee-high by middle of June at this point.
I think that
good out there.
I saw some this weekend I thought was probably to my shoulder or my head, Congressman.
That's
it
right.
was unbelievable. So we'll take it, Congressman. We'll take it. That's for
that's
sure.
That's right.
You're busy, Congressman. You have a lot going on, and that just means you're getting things done, hopefully for folks right here in Southwest Iowa and District 3. So let's talk about some of those things, if we can. In particular, number one, the $900,000 for Iowa Western and Clarinda and Atlantic, those campuses. Let's talk about what that is. What does that mean? What is it? And explain that to me.
Well, yeah, first of all, Aaron, I was thrilled to be back out in Cass County again just yesterday. And here's the real highlight. We've been able to get $60 million out of D.C. back into the district, and I think that's a huge win. Here's the reality. We just passed the largest tax cut in American history. But the tax dollars that are going to Washington, I want to make sure they come back and they invest in real infrastructure projects here in Iowa. That means roads. It means bridges. It means the airports. It also means the workforce that builds these things. $60 million invested in Iowa will have a 400% economic growth for every dollar we invest. That is huge.
Whoa.
But we can't do it if we don't have the electricians, the carpenters, the pipe fitters, the welders to make these things a reality. And so we spent just about $1 million at two centers in Western Iowa, one in Atlantic, one in Clarinda, and huge props to Iowa Western Community College, who have been great partners in this. We're going to be able to make sure that we've got training facilities, whether you're a high school kid who says, you know what, I really want to take a shop class here, but there's nothing else available at my high school. I want to go learn how to be a welder, and I'm 16. Now there's a pathway to do that. Or maybe you're 36 and you say, hey, I'm doing this job, but now I want to go be a carpenter or I want to learn a trade skill. We have an opportunity for you to come and get a real quality education and get into a career field that can make up to six figures, something that we can keep not only great leaders in Western Iowa in Western Iowa, but we can build a type of human capital to build the hard infrastructure that Iowa needs going forward. So this is money that has been invested as part of a team effort that came out of an Iowa idea led by leaders at Iowa Western, Atlantic, and Clarinda. And I'm really proud of both our state, but particularly our city and county supervisors down here who helped me lead this charge. This was a massive win in getting Washington to do something that really helps folks back home. They gave us the idea. I brought the firepower. And the good news is we've been able to deliver.
So that is a direct, I don't know, let's hope a good use of our tax dollars, right, Congressman, to help get people trained and back to work and in demand jobs. So
that's
a good thing, I think, Congressman. So
huge ROI on this, and I'll say the return on investment means that now not only are we building better roads and bridges in Western Iowa, we're also developing a workforce who's going to build our future. And like I said, for every dollar invested of taxpayer dollars, that's a 400% economic growth for all of us. I think that's a pretty good opportunity to help grow our economy.
So talk to me a little bit about one of the things that's important, Congressman, is that we all play by the same rules, meaning U.S. farmers, farmers from elsewhere. One of the things that comes that this drives me nuts, Congressman, one in particular, let's talk about Organic Imports Verification Act. This is something that you have worked on. I don't know where this is at in the process, but it makes sense that we want everybody to abide by the same rules so people know what they're dealing with. Talk to me about the Organic Imports Verification Act.
Well, you know what, Aaron? You are from cattle country in Iowa.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Nothing worse than a guy who grows a great herd and then sees it undercut by some foreign entity that says that they created organic beef and all they did was import it here under, you know, foreign laws, but they are shortchanging our guys who are actually doing it the right way under a USDA requirement. So right now, somebody can import organically fed beef or strawberries or zucchini for that matter and say, we're going to be able to sell it here in the United States at a lower standard than what an Iowa cattleman or producer is going to do on their organic farm. And the reality is that has real damage. Last year alone, we saw it add up to $1 billion in demand going overseas to so-called organic farmers than staying here. And it's because they effectively are labeling it as American grown when clearly it's imported and then sold to America. So what this bill does, I'm really proud that it's bipartisan, but most importantly, it helps Iowans. It was a great recommendation from some of our farmers in Southwest Iowa. It's called the Organic Imports Verification Act. It holds imports to the same standards Iowa farmers are already meeting, and that means foreign goods going through the same USDA inspection requirements that folks right there in the county have to do. USDA will stop any shipment that doesn't meet the same threshold that an Iowa farmer is going to.
I got to be honest, Congressman, that just makes perfect sense. Why haven't we been doing that all along?
Well, you know, this is the challenge of Washington, D.C. Common sense often eludes folks out here. Sometimes you need a little Iowa knock on the back of the head to people to say, yeah, this makes sense.
Another one that makes sense is protecting people's privacy. And that's something that you're working on as well, right?
Well, and I think there's a lot of folks, you know, who are gun owners like myself, Second Amendment guys who have fought very hard on this. And I've fought on this in the Iowa State House. I'm proud to be leading the charge here in Washington, D.C. to prevent things from debanking and also making sure the government doesn't create a gun registry. And effectively, there are some groups trying to do this through the back end. So let me be specific here.
Okay.
The government and our banks and credit card companies have no business keeping a list of which Iowans buy a weapon. It's a Second Amendment right, and we shouldn't have to sacrifice our Second Amendment by giving up our Fourth Amendment right to privacy. Right now, there's more than a million gun owners in Iowa, and the reality is that there are big credit card networks that can tag a firearm retailer, let's say Brownells right here in Iowa, with a specialty code that flags exactly who's buying a gun, when they bought it, and who they and where they are. That's the start of a backdoor registry.
Yep.
And I believe strongly it's a violation not only of rights here in Iowa for our gun owners, but also at the federal level. So this week, we're aiming to pass the Protecting Privacy and Purchase Act. And that's a fancy way of saying the bill that I co-sponsored would stop payment networks from singling out a gun store with that code and to stop any state from forcing a code on individuals. Because exercising our constitutional rights shouldn't mean giving up our Second Amendment to protect our Fourth Amendment.
All of the Second Amendment folks out there, including myself, Congressman, and I am a gun owner several times over, this is one that is much appreciated. Again, this just makes common. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. You have to guard every single aspect and of the Second Amendment that you can, but thanks for doing that.
Aaron, God bless you guys, and on the 250th birthday of America, I think we can all respect the right to free speech, the right to gun ownership, and the right to privacy. That's the first, second, and fourth right there. We should make sure we're enshrining that. Nobody's taking advantage of us.
Absolutely. Congressman, you're busy. You have many things to do and places to get and people to talk to and bills to vote on and write. So thank you for your time. Next time you're in Southwest Iowa, remember the door is open.
We'll see you soon, Aaron.
Take care. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. Congressman Zach Nunn with me this afternoon, and again, our thanks to Congressman Nunn for visiting with us a few minutes this afternoon.
The recent hail and windstorm hit hard across Stanton and Red Oak, and if your gutters were damaged, leaking, or ripped loose, now's the time to get them checked.